To address a legacy of racism, Wisconsin is erecting dozens of historical markers that recognize the contributions of marginalized communities. One of them will highlight the state's first town founded by Black people. Diane Bazooka takes us there.
Lake Ivanhoe is a small subdivision nestled beside a quiet lake. Peter Baker first visited here in the 1960s when he was 9, and his friend brought him up from Chicago on a fishing trip.
So we went home, and I ran in the house with all these fish, and I showed my mother. We were up there in Lake Ivanhoe, and it was all Black. And the first thing she said is to my father, Ernest, we're going up there next week.
The Bakers bought a house on Tuskegee Drive and moved the family up from Chicago. During the era of sundown towns, where African Americans were not welcome after dark, he says Lake Ivanhoe was a refuge.
We literally could sit in the middle of the roads at nighttime and watch the stars and talk and play. The freedom was unbelievable.
Baker later learned that was the whole idea when the community was conceived a century ago as the first Black-founded development in Wisconsin. Following nationwide race riots, African-American leaders from Chicago bought the land in 1926 to build a Black resort town. It was an immediate hit, drawing families from across the region and performances at a main pavilion by acts like Cab Calloway. The stock market crash in 1929 hit hard. Andrew Carl teaches history and African-American studies at the University of Virginia. He says it's one of many towns across the country that provided a safe haven for African-Americans.
They were also an assertion of freedom by African-Americans, seeking not just to find places of recreation for themselves, but places where they could form community.
Over the years, the demographics have shifted, and now Lake Ivanhoe has mostly white and Hispanic residents. That's why Peter Baker has been working to get a historical marker, often spending his Saturdays with friends, combing through old documents and newspapers, trying to find past residents.
Have you ever seen this?
Are these guys fishing on Lake Ivanhoe?
Yes, ice fishing. Look at this. Here, I'll read.
One of the people he found was Janet Alexander Davis, who came to Lake Ivanhoe in the 50s on family fishing trips.
One time I caught what they call a dogfish. That was the ugliest fish I've ever seen. But I was so proud.
She hasn't been back since childhood, but she's excited about the new marker.
We had to find our own way and have our own things because we couldn't just go where we wanted to go, to shop, to live, or to buy. So what I felt there was free.
Towns like this are a reminder of racism's reach outside of the South. Wisconsin is among the most inequitable places for African Americans. Recognizing Black towns as historical places is one way to confront this legacy. But advocates say it can overlook their potential as vibrant contemporary places. Simone Davis works to preserve and strengthen towns like Lake Ivanhoe through her group, Black Towns Municipal Management.
How do you reconcile the past and how do you include for the future? Or what does that even look like if it is a possibility to continue to rebuild a predominantly Black community?
For Peter Baker, the marker is a good start. And he's planning a dedication ceremony with past residents. He says recognizing this community now is the best way to ensure future generations find refuge too. For NPR News, I'm Diane Bazooka in Madison.